Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'll be your host, the Healthy Voyager, Carolyn Scott. Hello, and welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680, KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. I am Carolyn Scott, a.k.a. The Healthy Voyager from HealthyVoyager.com. We are just 1 week away from the official start of the holidays. Even though we've been bombarded since we blew out the candles on our jack-o'-lanterns, it's finally, really officially, the holiday season starting next week. So today's show is going to be all about the feast and nutrition and all that good stuff. So today's show is sponsored by VitalJuice.com. The holidays are known for revealing what a month of unrestrained eating and drinking does to one's waistline, complexion, and energy, a fact that many avoid facing until January 1st. To combat the health challenges presented by the infamous Thanksgiving to Christmas stretch, Vital Juice, the free daily email devoted to health and wellness, is rolling out a 3-week program called Happy Health Days, which is designed to help readers focus, get motivated, and stay on track during the hectic holiday season. Vital Juice's Happy Health Days program will be delivered exclusively to Vital Juice subscribers Monday through Friday, starting November 30th and going all the way to December 18th. In one quick email each morning that contains a tip designed with the season in mind. Pretty neat. Readers will receive 3 weeks worth of workout plans from David Kirsch, the same trainer who helped Heidi Klum lose the baby weight, which is awesome, a 3-week detailed eating plan and recipes from Carrie Glassman, author of The Snack Factor Diet, seasonal skincare regimens from the experts at Bliss, hair and makeup tips from the talented pros who help Kate Bosworth and Mandy Moore look perfect. And on top of that, subscribers will participate in a motivating holiday survivor kit giveaway series. Vital Juice's Happy Health Days program provides all the tools, tips, and inspiration to help you look your absolute best come December 31st. Those seeking a bit of holiday support can sign up for free at vitaljuice.com. That's VitalJuice.com. Alrighty then. We are a week away from Thanksgiving, like mentioned before. So I figured I would take this opportunity to share some tips and ideas to help make this special yearly dinner a healthy, eco-friendly, and even an affordable one, because we all know that everyone's wallets are a little lighter this year than usual. So let's get started. So first tip is reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce the amount of waste you produce by buying only as much as you need and choosing products that come in packaging that can be recycled. I know that that's tough when you buy boxes and cans and all that sort of thing, but whatever you can get, I guess, as far as produce and make things from scratch is probably the best. And then you can compost your stuff. Carry reusable bags when you do your shopping. And use cloth napkins that can be washed and used again. Be sure to recycle all paper, plastic, glass, and aluminum containers. If you don't already have a compost, like I mentioned, use your Thanksgiving fruit and vegetable trimmings to start one. The compost will enrich your soil in the garden next spring. How about that? So it's the gift that keeps on giving after Thanksgiving. Buy and eat locally grown food. Locally grown food is good for your table. It's great for your health, and it's even better for the environment. Locally grown food tastes better than food that has been grown and packaged for maximum shelf life, because it requires less fuel to reach the store shelves, and it's also a lot cheaper. Locally grown food also contributes more to your local economy, supporting local farmers as well as local merchants. Also, using only organic food for your feast is another good eco-friendly Thanksgiving strategy. It's healthy, it's better for you, it even tastes better. Organic fruits and vegetables and grains are grown without chemical pesticides, so if those of you who don't know exactly what organic means, it means no pesticides or chemicals in the fertilizers and that sort of thing. And if you are choosing to eat meat over the holidays, organic meat is produced without antibiotics and artificial hormones. The result in the food, of course, is better for your health, better for the environment, tastes better. The organic farming also produces higher yields and increases soil fertility and prevents erosion, and that's more cost-effective for farmers, which means it's more cost-effective for you when you buy that sort of stuff. Travel smart. If you must go over the river and through the woods this year, there are still ways to have an eco-friendly Thanksgiving. If you drive, You're going to use less fuel and lower your emissions by making sure that your car is in good working order, your tires are properly inflated, that you've gotten an oil change, all that good stuff. And if possible, carpool to reduce the number of cars on the road. If you fly, consider purchasing carbon credits to offset your portion of the carbon dioxide emissions generated by your flight. You can check that out online. It's very easy to find that. A typical long-haul flight produces nearly 4 tons of carbon dioxide. So, fly smart and check that out online. If you aren't able to make it home this holiday, gather up a group of others who can make it to your house and have a potluck dinner. It's kind of a good way to cook together if you're going to cook, or create a beautiful menu that's kind of eclectic. You know, you don't have to necessarily have the usual Thanksgiving sides and fixins. You can kind of do all kinds of neat stuff. And make it an event so, you know, people can look forward to it with games or movies or crafts or whatever. Or even host like a Thanksgiving throwdown, kind of a cooking competition a la Food Network style. Make it enjoyable. Make a whole day out of it. Whether you're hosting or going to dinner, make it a full day of celebrating so that no one feels lonely if they haven't been able to head home this year. It's great fun to also host a Thanksgiving leftovers brunch so that the food doesn't go to waste, and it's a way to kind of continue your fun with your friends and have like a full, lovely holiday weekend. And like I said, be creative with the menu. If you can't afford the usual holiday stuff, because I know that can start to add up, just make a big thing of pasta. That's cheap and you're still eating, and it's kind of all about the company anyway. No matter what's served, it's about being together. So give instead of receive. That's a big one, and that should be something that happens throughout the holiday season. Try to volunteer at a local shelter or a soup kitchen and help those who are less fortunate. Clear your cupboards of non-perishable foods, cans, boxed foods, that sort of thing, that you know you're never going to make. And you may as well just donate it to a food bank to help feed a needy family this year. And try to rally your friends to do the same thing. Make a day out of it. It's fun to kind of purge, get rid of your stuff, and help somebody, and take it on down there together. And say thank you. Lastly, but definitely not leastly, whatever you're doing on Thanksgiving, make it a time to say thank you to the people who are in your life that matter the most, and if possible, to spend time in their company. Life is short, and it's the moments that count the most, and many of these best moments in life are those spent with friends and family. And that's what this season is all about, giving thanks and being grateful for what we have. So if distance or circumstances prevent you from spending Thanksgiving with some of the people that you love, call, email them, write them a letter on recycled paper, of course, if you even write letters anymore, and tell them why they mean so much to you and why they make your world a better place. Many folks have had it really tough this year, so take this day to count your blessings, and let's look towards a brighter new year and a new decade. So, of course, cooking and serving and enjoying healthy meals this Thanksgiving and all throughout the holidays is kind of the theme. I feature some fun recipes on my upcoming Thanksgiving post, which comes out tomorrow, as well as from the past blogs. So you can definitely check that out. All you have to do is pop over to healthyvoyager.com and click on the blog section. And if you do a search for Thanksgiving, then you will find all that stuff. And I also just launched on my shopping page my brand new e-cookbooks. So just last week I added the Winter Wonderland holiday e-cookbook, and those are available for only $3. So look at that, cheapity cheap. So check that out on the shopping page at healthyvoyager.com. Lots of yummy recipes, and they're great for all kinds of special diets, from vegans to celiacs to all that good stuff. So no one's left out this year for holiday goodies. Well, speaking of diets, I don't keep one when I visit my friends that are in studios place. They are local celebrities here in LA, and with no doubt in my mind, they will be known nationwide someday very soon. They were just involved in Oprah's 21-Day Vegan Cleanse, so that's pretty awesome to start, I have to say. This husband and wife team of Madeline's Bistro have been knocking people's socks off for about 4 years now and show no signs of stopping. Their food is delicious as well as nutritious, 100% vegan and gourmet, while their passion and love for their food as well as their family is unparalleled. I now introduce to you Dave and Molly Anderson. Hello.
Hey, Carolyn. How's it going?
It's going good.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about the concept of Madeline Bistro.
You can start.
Well, Madeline Bistro, you know, I've been cooking for a long time, and I've been doing vegan for almost 10 years now, and Madeline Bistro kind of came about for the desire to have maybe something a little more upscale and nicer as far as vegan restaurants in Los Angeles, because there was definitely a big niche there when we first opened. So the concept was to kind of take vegan food and bring it up a little bit, and also to kind of take the cooking a little more seriously and, mm-hmm. you know, work with seasonal ingredients, work with cooking techniques that are, you know, have a long, long tradition, and really try to coax all those flavors and do something a little more interesting than just what was happening at that point in LA. Is that?
Sounds about right.
So you started 4 years ago, is that right?
4.5, yeah.
Almost 5. It's hard to believe.
I know. And have you seen it, like, obviously it's grown since you guys started, but like, what do you think your biggest accomplishment has been since starting the restaurant back then?
Oh, man.
Keeping
trick question.
It going. Keeping it moving up until now.
Staying married.
Actually, that is probably the biggest accomplishment.
I don't know.
Well, just, I've seen a lot of growth.
Just continuing, I think, to see it as something that's a work in progress and something that we can always improve on. I mean, that's what I'm proudest of. We haven't just said, okay, this is the menu and this is how it's going to be. We've really tried to look at things on an ongoing basis and continue to improve and make the service and the quality of what we're, you know, the food and everything better and better.
We've also expanded what we're doing. We're catering a lot more. We're adding a home delivery program that's starting really soon. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of cooking classes. So I think we've been evolving this whole time. We had a little unexpected addition to the family right after we opened.
Wonderful addition, however,
yes.
But unexpected. Absolutely.
So that slowed us down for a minute, but not anymore.
Not really. Everything's going well from what I see.
Oh, thanks.
So have you always been in the food industry, or at least as adults?
Actually, yeah.
It's been time now.
Yeah, it has been quite a while, but I actually started out, my first thing was music. I started out doing music, and I have a degree in music from Berkeley in Boston, and I played, you know, professionally on and off after I finished, but I kind of, you know, to make ends meet when things weren't happening, I started cooking on the side, and just over time, it kind of caught up with me, and that became my passion, and that took over. So I've been cooking professionally for a long time now, but I've been taking it really seriously for probably the last 12 years or so. So I kind of feel like I've always been doing it, but there was another life before this, it turns out.
And are you self-taught, or did you study? And
Kind of both. I kind of was the school of hard knocks to begin with, and then when I realized it was something that I had a little ability in and that I should pursue, I went back to school and I got a degree from Johnson & Wales, a culinary degree. That's the school, I always tell everyone, that's the school that Emeril went to, just for a frame of reference. Since
do they
everyone
teach you BAM and POW?
Yeah,
and
not so much. They taught me.
Yeah.
They taught me how to iron my my chef coat and how to
really.
Do, yeah, well, you
never
can't
seen
tell
you
it.
Do that.
Well, at one time, I was really good at ironing and cleaning my own chef coat.
I never knew.
But as soon as I got done, I didn't want to do that anymore. I don't know. I don't know why.
You have many other talents.
That's right.
That's right. Like cooking. So, learning what you learned there, you kind of started to experiment with vegan food,
and
right?
More importantly, too. I should just throw this out there because people ask me all the time, should I go to school? What should I do? It was more, you know, cooking is such a, what's the word? An apprenticeship, you know, and, you know, school is all right if you have no experience maybe, but really where I really started to learn is I got jobs working at cool places. I mean, that's how I really grew what I'm doing and figured out. But yeah, to answer about the experimenting, after a while, and this was kind of the once I went to cooking school, the whole idea was to then take that and translate that into vegetarian at the time, and then I became vegan.
Till we met.
Yeah. Molly turned me vegan.
She pushed you.
Thank God. And but yeah, it's been a process of really trying to use, you know, the things that I learned at Johnson & Wales and, you know, cooking professionally at, you know, some really high-end places. L.A., I cooked at the Belvedere at the Peninsula Hotel for instance, and just taking that knowledge and then also really focusing, believe it or not, on some science and looking at food science and starting to understand why things do what they do in the culinary process enabled me to really kind of create a whole new, what I think is a whole new style. I mean, we're doing food in a whole really different way than most vegetarian or vegan places that you go to. You know, it's a lot more steeped in the traditional, you know,
tofu and
French classic. No, I mean what we're doing. Yeah.
Right.
But you know, we've also found ways to, we make our own butter. We make our own eggs that duplicate what eggs do. We make a meringue. It's like an egg white.
He's a mad scientist.
Yeah.
I know. Sounds like
it. Yeah. And so it's enabled us to really break down some boundaries.
I'm a product tester. Yeah. You can help me with that, Carolyn.
That's awesome. Well,
Carolyn's been known to product test.
Oh, yeah. I love to product test. Well, let's take a quick short break, and we will be right back with Dave and Molly Anderson.
This is Wendy Malick from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Hey, Julie.
Hi,
Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly and dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
And that dress is totally hideous. Disgusting.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it. Don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
Smoke just one brand, 'cause I get mine secondhand.
The facts are in. Secondhand smoke causes lung cancer in non-smokers. Remember, it's your life.
Ours too.
Secondhand smoke.
That's secondhand smoke.
It'll make you choke. Well, that's secondhand smoke.
Help others breathe a little easier. This message from Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights.
Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680, KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. We are back on with Dave and Molly Anderson of Madeline Bistro Greatness. So tell me, how long have you guys been vegan? I know you said that Molly pushed you over the edge when you were just vegetarian. So Molly, what made you go vegan, and when did you go vegan?
I have been vegan for 12 years now. And I was vegetarian probably for about 10 years before that. which I never felt like, I always felt like I should be vegan, but I thought, oh, it's too hard to be vegan, you know, but I felt like I was vegetarian without a real purpose. And if people asked me why I was vegetarian, I'd say, I don't like meat. So I didn't want to be a hypocrite because I knew I still took dairy and, you know. I don't feel like it's hypocritical now, but I kind of felt like weird about it. Like I should be vegan, I felt, you know, but I didn't know how. So I was in school and I met somebody that was vegan. He's like, why aren't you vegetarian? Like, I mean, why aren't you vegan? Why are you just, you're vegetarian? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't know. He's like, well, why don't you try eating lunch with me? So I started eating lunch with him every day, vegan. And I was like, well, yeah, it's not so bad. So I gave myself a little test where for a week, I'm like, I'll just try a week without dairy. And if I don't like it, I'll go back. Mm-hmm. And I never went back. I was really surprised. And then when I met this guy, I was like, oh, you can cook? But he was like, yeah, I'm a vegetarian cook. Like, anybody can cook vegetarian food. What about vegan food?
Yeah.
So I pushed him. I gave him the challenge. He likes a challenge.
Oh, and it's better. I mean, I think in my cooking development, there was two real things that happened that I can point to that were the one, two biggest things. And the first was it was a chef named Charlie Trotter. I saw him speak at a food convention in Chicago. And I don't know if anyone knows who he is, but he's an amazing, amazing chef. Not vegetarian exclusively, but just amazing. And he just turned my head around. And it kind of was the point when I decided, okay, I'm going to give up music and I'm going to pursue this. And the other point was really when my wife-to-be challenged me to become vegan. Those are the two, I think, most important things that happened for me and to create the cuisine we have now.
Well, good job.
I keep pushing him.
Yes, she does.
It's all your fault that we have such great food now.
I know. I tell him, we need Halloween candy. We need...
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True. A lot of it comes about for the kids. Yes. You know? We have 4 kids, and so, you know, a lot of things come about because I don't want them to miss out, you know, on things that, you know, like Hot Fudge Sundae, for instance, or we do a Bananas Foster split, we call it on the menu. But it's kind of a dressed-up Hot Fudge Sundae. But for me, when I was a kid, that was it. That was the dessert. So, you know, when I decided vegan and we started having kids, I was really honed in on figuring that out because I was like, I don't want my kids to miss out on this. It's such a great treat.
That was our dating dessert, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Back when we could afford... Could afford to eat it.
Yeah, now those were the days.
So tell us a little bit about your upcoming Thanksgiving menu. And I know that you guys do to-go as well as dine-in. Is that kind of how it works?
We have a takeout meal that you can heat at home, and you can pre-order those right now. We're also shipping them throughout the country. If anybody,
oh, wow.
You need to order them pretty soon, though, because they'll be shipping Monday. Monday.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
For Thanksgiving. And then we are also open for brunch. We have a traditional multi-course Thanksgiving meal and some brunch Thanksgiving-y kind of things. And we also have some turkeys visiting us from Animal Acres. So it'll be really fun.
Yes, as guests, not to be eaten.
Not on the tables.
They get to just like bask in the glory of not being eaten that day.
Absolutely.
We're going to feed them.
Awesome. Very cool. That's awesome. So if people want to order... here in town, they just call you up. If people want to order to ship nationwide, is it through your website? Do they call?
They would probably need to call the restaurant either way or email us. That works well, too.
Cool. That's awesome. Very cool. What's on your menu?
Well...
would you like to address that? It's very traditional.
That's all right.
Except it's not turkey, of course. but it's a seitan, which is a if anyone's unfamiliar with that, it's a protein very similar in texture to meat that's made with wheat gluten. We have a couple different ways you can get it. You can get a chicken fried, which is kind of one of our classic dishes that we do, or you can get a lemon rosemary grilled if you're watching your calories a little bit. And then it's just you know, all the fixings, sourdough stuffing with sage, gravy, mashed potatoes, coconut mashed yams, what else, Brussels sprouts,
Caesar salad,
yeah, and
biscuits.
Pie, we have
butternut squash bisque,
yeah, we have a pumpkin pie, pecan pie, and a French apple tart. And so it's all the traditional holiday goodness translated into a
compassionate
plant-based meal, yeah.
And delicious, I'd like to add, because it's the bomb. I know that...
we have a wheat-free version, too.
Oh,
I was
going to
mention that. Yeah.
For the so that one has, you can choose tempeh as your protein.
Braised tempeh, yeah.
And have a quinoa stuffing, which is really yummy.
So that's for the wheat freers.
Which I forgot to bring for you today. I brought you the wheat version.
That's it. Get out of my studio.
We'll have to see you again soon.
Well, twist my arm.
Okay.
So I know that as of the last year or so, you started doing cooking classes, and I know you offer catering too. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do a lot of catering, anything from a small baby shower to a huge wedding or a lot of political and fundraiser kind of things we do. And we're doing a lot of that or looking to do a lot of that during the holidays. We have some upcoming holiday parties, but we have dates available if anyone's interested. We could give your viewers a discount, Carolyn.
Cool. You hear that, folks?
Maybe if that's any motivation, you could have them call us. And then what else? Oh, cooking classes. We're about to start our weekly cooking classes every Saturday as soon as soccer ends.
I'm coaching my son's soccer team. So that Saturdays are tough right now. But yeah, in a couple of weeks, beginning of December.
Well, I know that you teased me with some new information about some things going on with Madeline Bistro and future projects. Do you want to divulge that information now?
Yes. We'll jump right into it. Basically, what we've decided is that we're going to scale back operations a little bit at the beginning of the year. We're going to go down to just being open on a couple times over the weekend for some special chefs' menus. We'll do the cooking classes. We're going to do some home meal delivery and catering. But the reason we're doing all that is because we are really making a push at the beginning of the year to
open our new place.
Yes, to open a new place in on the west side of Los Angeles, which is something we've actually been looking to do. That was our plan when we opened Tarzana, but Tarzana just kind of happened and fell in our lap, and now we're looking. This is really the next phase of our vision to really get this food out there and get it to a level, you know, that really hasn't happened before. And, you know, part of that is to be on the west side and to be in a high profile area and to really, you know,
have a full bar.
Oh, nice.
Organic.
Yeah. So we're
is
making
it going to be kind of the same menu as Madeline's, or is it going to be a little bit different?
I'm looking for it to actually be somewhat similar to Madeline's. There'll be the dream, and we might as well throw the dream out there, is to actually almost have it divided into a couple of rooms. Can I go ahead with this?
Can't divulge everything.
All right. But anyway, you know, to have some of it actually go in a really even more upscale place than Madeline is. But then, you know, a lot of it to be on the same scale as Madeline.
It'll be a lot bigger. So yeah. We'll be able to do a chef's tasting just about every night.
Nice.
And have that available, but still have the favorites that everybody loves all day long, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. Very cool.
And the bar. So
that's exciting.
And the idea is to really bust down the walls, you know, with vegan cuisine and to really, you know, experiment and to just push this cuisine as far as we can get it. Because it's really moved a lot in the last 5 to 10 years. I think we can all agree to that. But there's a lot more room for where it can go. And we're excited to be kind of on that cutting edge and really, you know, jump in and really push the cuisine as far as we can. So that's kind of our New Year's resolution and our reason for all these things to be happening in the new year.
That's awesome. Well, we're about to run out of time, but I have two quick questions for you. One, where can we find out more information about you guys and Madeline Bistro? And two, I know that you were recently featured in Tal Ronan's new cookbook. So if you can briefly tell me about the experience of being and featured in that, that would be great.
Okay, where we start? We'll start with that one. Tal actually is a very, very good friend of mine, and he asked me about a year before the book came out. He said he was doing the book and he wanted to feature some of the other vegan chefs that are making things happen. So I agreed to do it, and it was a lot of fun. I got to put together some of my recipes, which a lot of them aren't really written down at this point, so that was kind of fun. And we got to do a really nice photo shoot, so we have some great pictures in there. And it's really gotten me, you know, kind of psyched to do my own book at this point.
Sweet. I was gonna
so
ask
yeah
that.
So hopefully you know, in the next couple of months we'll be putting together a deal and we'll be getting a book together.
You'll be the first to know.
Yes.
Ooh. Awesome. So where can we find out a little bit more about Madeline's and the Thanksgiving stuff?
You can go to our website, which is madelinebistro.com. It's spelled with the French way. I don't know.
Madeline.
Yeah. Madeline. So should I spell it?
Yes.
Sure.
It's MadeLeine.
Bistro.com.
Yes.
Perfect.
So all of our Thanksgiving information's on there, and more information will be coming over the next few weeks about everything that's coming up in the new year. So just, and the best place, I guess, to go even is our Facebook page. You can become a friend on Facebook.
Cool.
We have a Twitter, but we're not Twittering that much yet.
Yeah, but we're kind of slow with new technology.
Yeah,
but
we're trying to keep up.
We're trying to have our daughter that's 11 show us how to use it.
Yeah, she might be able to. Madeline might be able to do it.
Give her free dessert. Just for in return.
That's
well,
right.
Thanks so much for coming in, Dave and Molly. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Stay with us because after the break, we'll have nutritionist and owner of Flanagan Farms on with us, Patsy Flanagan.
Hi, I'm Patricia Bose with a message from RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. As a young Latina, I'm here to tell you that your future has no limits, and your time is now. So don't blow it by driving drunk. If you're going to a party, always designate a driver. Remember, viva nuestro futuro. Live for our future.
I've been to the east and back to the west.
Brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters and the Century Council.
Here's something I bet you never thought I'd say. Read the label on your seed packets. This is Nick Fedoroff at today's Things Green Garden Minute. Whenever you're out at the nursery, you see those display stands of seeds. What I really want you to do is to read the label. Did you know that there's information on there that's going to make your growing process a whole lot easier? The first thing you want to look for is the date. You see, there's an expiration date for all seeds, and this is important because when you buy that seed and you sow it out in your garden, you want to make sure that's going to germinate. If it's seed from a reputable company, they should have an 80 to 90% seed germination guarantee. And if the date on there isn't this year's date, then you know that your seed germination ratio is going to be much less. As a matter of fact, it goes down at least 2%, if not more, every single year. So the bottom line here is read the label. This is Nick Fedoroff with today's ThingsGreen.com Garden Minute.
Thanks for coming back to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680, KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. My next guest is the owner and CEO of Flanagan Farms, also a licensed, nutritionist. That's what she is. She and her husband have built a wonderful brand and a product that she is proud to stand behind. Her mission is to promote good health of mind, body, and spirit, and in order to assist in achieving a healthy community. On the line with me now is Mrs. Patsy Flanagan. Hello, Patsy.
Hello, Caroline. What a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to have you on with me on Healthy Voyager Radio. So tell us a little bit more about Flanagan Farms.
Well, Flanagan Farms, as you said, was started by my husband and myself back in 1970, and there was a recession on at that time, and he was a mechanical engineer, and so we wondered, what do we do now? And, of course, the answer was, find a need and fill it, and we felt that there was a need for more natural nuts in the supermarkets and more natural foods, really. And so that's why we started Flanagan Farms.
Excellent. Well, it must be deja vu with this recession, but you've already got your you've already got your niche, so that's great. So what was your motivation to study nutrition?
Well, when I was 13, I had rheumatic fever. And the doctor said that it was because of poor nutrition. Now, it wasn't that I didn't get enough to eat. The problem was I wasn't eating the right things. And so that was a year almost, well, maybe 3 months in bed and a year out of school. And that was pretty sad for me. And it certainly emphasized to me the need for being healthy.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I would imagine. I think for a lot of folks that get into nutritional kind of fields and health, the health field, I think a lot of it had sprung from some kind of health problem. So in a way, it's kind of a blessing, right?
Because well, it was a wake-up call for sure.
Exactly. So,
my husband was in World War II. He got hit by shrapnel, which tore up his arm.
Oh, wow.
And he spent 2 years in hospital getting bone grafts. So he also was very, very interested in having good health.
Wow. Well, that's a story. Well, that's a story for a whole nother show.
Yes.
Why did you choose nuts and seeds in your quest for health?
Well, there's a miracle in every seed. I cut an apple open one day, and the little seeds fell out into my hand, and I just thought, just think, those little seeds are programmed to be a huge tree or whatever, and it's all inside that little nut. That one, so we call that the spark of life, and it's the beginning. And when we started with the beginning of the natural food movement, and people like Adele Davis and Jack LaLanne were all talking about good health, and nuts and seeds really fit into that perfectly.
Excellent. Now, how do you, in your opinion, how do nuts and seeds fit into good health as far as, I guess, how they work in the body nutritionally and all that good stuff?
Well, there's so many studies have been done on that through the years. Of course, we know that vitamin E is the main contributor, but the kind of fat that is in the nut is probably the most important, and that is the monounsaturated fat and the polyunsaturated fat as opposed to the saturated fat. We want to avoid the saturated fat, and but the mono and poly actually help the good cholesterol in your body.
Excellent.
So, that's the reason why they're really valuable. And of course, there are many other reasons as well, but that's really leading us.
Well, I know that you have the Flanagan Farms is an organic farm. Why did you choose and when did you choose to go organic?
Well, we chose to go organic when we first got the farm. Actually, the reason that we got the farm was because we were working on our business, and we thought we were working too much. And we thought we needed to get out in the country and have a place to go where we would enjoy and get away from work for a while. And so we found a place in the country, and it was absolutely beautiful, and we could breathe, and there was a tractor there, and my husband just wanted to drive around his tractor and put in irrigation systems, and it was just fun for us. We just enjoyed it.
That's wonderful.
So we had found a place before that had persimmons growing on it. And so they were so delicious that we thought, well, we're going to find a place of our own for these.
That's
but first
great.
Of all, we actually started with macadamia nuts. We planted a lot of macadamia nuts. Then one night they all froze. And we decided this is not what wants to grow here. So let's grow something that wants to grow here. And if we can't sell them, we'll eat them because they're wonderful.
And so you have the persimmons there now on your new farm?
Yes, we do.
And as I understand it, it's persimmon season at Flanagan Farms?
Yes, it is. This is a very, very busy time for us.
Excellent. Well, just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yes, and they're so good. That's the one thing that more people need to realize. Persimmons are a very nutritious fruit. They did a study in Israel comparing an apple and a persimmon to determine which was better for risk reduction for heart disease. And they decided certainly an apple is wonderful, but a persimmon is even better because it has more phytonutrients in it.
Huh. That's very interesting. I never thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. And so obviously you offer persimmons under the Flanagan Farms line. What do you think that, I guess, going back to your nutritional background, what's the major cause of the current obesity trend now that we're coming up on the more natural obesity season, right? Because we're going to overeat for the next few months.
many people are, that's for sure. I think that it's a mindset. People eat because they want to reward themselves rather than fuel their bodies. And, you know, my husband always had a saying, and I don't exactly remember where it came from, but we squander health in search of wealth. We work the live long day, then squander wealth in search of health. There has to be a better way. And that was the better way is what we were trying to do.
Well, I think you've done a bang-up job because I know that your product line is available pretty much nationwide, right?
Well, we are nationwide on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our trail mixes, or one in particular, was selected by one of the airlines. And so because it has been flying all over the country, people are saying, oh, where can we get this? So they contact us and we sell on the Internet.
Excellent.
Throughout the country.
I know for me, which is, you know, it's the whole basis of my brand, Healthy Voyager, it's all been based on health and nutrition. But I know there's so many different, places and people that are studying and coming out with new data that, oh, you know, exercise is more important. No, nutrition is more important. What do you think as far as, is nutrition the most important part of good health, or is it a combination of things? What do you think?
Well, it's definitely a combination. It's an attitude, it's exercise, and just choosing good portion size. That's part of it. We can, okay, so have a piece of cake, but have a little piece of cake, okay? And but actually, I think one of the most important parts of good health is joy. As long as you're having fun, having a good time, you don't really need to eat all that.
Exactly. Yeah, I find that a lot of people do eat for many other reasons that other than hunger.
Right.
It's
exactly.
It's special occasion, or I'm bored, or I'm mad, or, you know, it's tough. It's very visceral, the food addiction that we have in this country.
But we need to replace it with something wonderful, like go dancing, you know, just have a good time, be
exactly.
with friends, and laugh.
Exactly. Yeah, and I know a lot of people use food as a reward for something, and we should probably be replacing our rewards with, with non-food rewards.
Exactly. Awesome. We should teach our children that. I hope I can have time to tell you. There's a new educational center for young people that just opened July 28th in Orange County.
Hmm.
The Boy Scouts are involved, but many other groups. And this education is what they need. And there's a ranch camp there, and Flanagan Farms is going to be sponsoring a garden there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so we're just so excited to think that young people can learn from a very early age what their food's all about.
That's excellent. That's 100% the key to long health, you know, healthy lives, is learning at a young age, because I know most of us probably didn't grow up that way.
And right.
We're just kind of reprogramming our bad habits, but to learn early on is just essential.
Oh, definitely.
So we're going to take a quick break, but if you don't mind hanging on, I have a couple more questions for you after the break.
Okay.
Sounds great. Hang tight, because we will be back right after these brief messages.
How many homeowners does it take to change to Energy Star qualified light bulbs? Answer, all of them. And they have every reason to. The bulbs look really cool. They come in spiral, mini-spiral, and A-line shapes. They last and last, up to 10 times longer than traditional fixtures. And they use 2/3 less energy. That's win-win-win. Cool lighting, cool temperatures, cooler energy bills. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
This is Benjamin Rockwell with Digital Computer Talk. I run a show, a radio show, that's all about fixing your computer, but also pushing your computer to the limits and finding out new things you can do with your computer. And I have a website that I'm on. It's AdrenalineRadio.com. They cover all sorts of things, music, sports, and they even have national personalities on there, like Nick Fedorov of Nick Fedorov on Gardening, the number one master natural gardener in America. You've got to listen to this guy. There's also kids and sports, and you can check out sports cards and collectibles. This is the kind of thing that you're looking for. It's a matter of putting more into your life that's fun rather than that just boring drab work. It's AdrenalineRadio.com. AdrenalineRadio.com. A-D-R-E-N-A-L-I-N-E Radio.com. That's AdrenalineRadio.com.
Hey, Julie.
Hi,
Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly and dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
And that dress is totally hideous. Disgusting.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it. Don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
And we're back on Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680, KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com, or on Twitter as Healthy Voyager, and on HealthyVoyager.com. We are back on with Miss Patsy Flanagan of Flanagan Farms. Miss Patsy, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Excellent. So now that we're just around the corner from the big holiday season, even though it seems like it's already here with all the commercials going on, but might you have any nutrition tips for the upcoming holidays, maybe even a good recipe?
Well, of course I do. I think we already mentioned one of our good tips is to go ahead and enjoy your food. Just don't eat so much. Just back off a little bit, and you'll feel better and enjoy it even more because you want to taste everything, and everything is there's an advantage to everything. As far as a recipe, you'd like a recipe. The persimmon spinach salad.
Ooh.
Is really nice. And this can be done on individual plates. Just arrange your baby spinach, maybe using about 3 cups, washed and dried, and then slice 3 medium persimmons, of course the core of them first, and then arrange those slices on top of the spinach, and then add 1/4 cup of pecans that have been lightly toasted, and 1/4 cup of cranberries or dried cherries.
Wow, that sounds very Thanksgiving-ish.
And now, if you want the dressing, just take 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 3 tablespoons orange juice, 1/2 teaspoon salt, a little pepper, and a little bit garlic crushed. and just whisk that all together, and then it just drizzle that over your salad.
I'm going to make that for Thanksgiving. That sounds delicious.
And it's so pretty, too.
It sounds pretty. It definitely sounds harvesty and fall, autumn-like.
Right.
Perfect for this fine time of year. So where can we find out a little bit more about you and your services and Flanagan Farms?
Well, of course, our website is www.flanaganfarms.com. And Alita has been works with us and has worked really hard to bring us all kinds of things on the website. And there's lots of recipes and information on nuts.
Very cool. Yes, I've been speaking with Alita. She's definitely quite the advocate of Flanagan Farms and you, and I'm thankful for having met her because she was able to keep me getting me in touch with you. So it's been great.
It's been a great pleasure for me, Carol, and I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Patsy, for coming on the show, and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, make sure you visit MadelineBistro.com as well as FlanaganFarms.com. You can follow them both on Facebook as well as on Twitter. Check them out for upcoming news, holiday gift ideas, recipes, all kinds of great stuff. These companies are just wonderful. Madeline Bistro with their phenomenal restaurant and food, and Flanagan Farms with their wonderful healthy products. Definitely check them out. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Healthy Voyager. You can also go to healthyvoyager.com and check out some recipes, as well as, like I mentioned before, my Thanksgiving posts from years past for recipes, gift ideas, what to bring to the holiday dinners, green and affordable tips as well, and my e-cookbooks, so you can maybe make some of these goodies for Thanksgiving. Also, you can find me on Facebook, and I don't know if you're on MySpace or anyone is anymore, but you can check me out there too, and YouTube and all that craziness. And again, I have my own social networking site called Healthy Voyager Passport Pals .ning.com. That's ning.com, to share your travel stories, possibly some Thanksgiving recipes and photos of your food, because I know that's a big trend these days, taking pictures of your food and let everyone online salivate over it. So check that out, especially this time of year. It's a good place to share information. Make sure to tune in next week. Next week I'll be gone because it's Thanksgiving. The week after, tune in to AM 1680 KDSV here in LA, as well as AdrenalineRadio.com and AdviceRadio.com, because I will have at 2 p.m. Pacific time our holiday gift guide, and that is going to be featuring my picks for holiday gifts, as well as picks from Eco Stiletto. Rachel Sarnoff will be on in studio with me to talk about her green holiday gift guide, ecostiletto.com. So we'll be spouting off our holiday must-haves for everyone on your list, and no one will be missed. It'll be everything from kids to pets to grandparents to health nuts and eco-geekos. So be sure to check out that show, as well as podcasts of today's show and past shows on healthyvoyager.com or on iTunes. And before we head out, I'm going to play us a song by a great veggie musician named Mitchell Schaefer. You can check out more on Mitchell on his website, MitchellSchaefer.com. You can find out more about his shows, his information, hear some of his tunes. Again, that's MitchellSchaefer.com. That's MitchellSchaefer. Schaefer is SchaefferSchaefer.com. Check him out. So I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and an even sweeter Thanksgiving. Talk to you all after the holiday, and please enjoy Appreciate You by Mitchell Schaefer. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
The walls are so widely strange. just like this. Turn around, Batman's a twist into your heart again. Turn around, completely descending to a baby light. Turn around, more feeling right with the stars in the light. Turn around, it's Christmas time. Awake, we can fly on wings of life, terrier high. And then when you say,
it's Saturday. You and your wife take the boys to the mall, straight to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos. You and Danny want Chinese. You look up at the menu for a few seconds. You look down to see what Danny wants. But you don't see Danny. Your eyes dart around frantically. You instinctively call out,
Danny! Danny!
From the taco place, you hear a voice.
Hey! Dad! Change my mind!
Every parent knows that feeling when, even for a few seconds, you lose sight of your child. Imagine if he or she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
We've never been introduced.
You wouldn't recognize me in an elevator.
We enjoy different sports.
But if you ever need it, I would give you my blood.
Your blood could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org today.
Change a light? Change the world. Can we really change the world by changing a light? All it would take is to swap a traditional light fixture for an energy-efficient one. Typical lighting accounts for 20% of the average home electric bill. Energy Star bulbs and fixtures produce 70% less heat, making them safer and helping to lower your cooling bills. That's how you can help change the world. Brighten your environmental future. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.